都要奉主耶稣圣灵，我们一起来学习。
And in Lord Jesus, we're going to study together.
我看是最后一天，大家都很累了。
This is last day, and I can see that we're all very tired.
但是好像精神都很好啊，感谢主。
We find that our spirit is still up.
那我们上次停留是在第10题。
The last time talked about subtopic number 10.
然后在十题的时候，有给你们的作业就是腓立比书。
And then I gave you some assignments. First of all, it's about the book of Philippians.
那我们来看腓立比书。如果有做好的可以给我，如果没有的话没有关系。
If you have completed,
如果要给我的可以。
If you have completed the assignment, you can give it to me. If not, then it really doesn't matter. But let's turn to the book of Philippians.
我是以腓立比书为例的。
I'm just using this as an example now.
那讲这之前呢，我们来再把复习一下《使徒行传》。
Before we talk about this, let's have a review of Acts.
使徒行传两大这中心信息是什么？能力做见证。
The two main themes in the book of Acts, the main, first of all, is to receive power and then to be witness.
那在做见证的时候，有两个大方大的内容。
There are two main topics topics are under bearing witness.
应该说方式了哈。
There are two main ways of doing it.
第二章得圣灵之后，第14节就是什么？宣道，一起来讲道。
Chapter 2 verse 14, after they received the Holy Spirit, then they stood up and they preached.
然后一直到保罗的第3次宣道。
Until the third missionary trip of Paul.
接下来保罗就被抓。
And then Paul was taken captive.
在之后呢，这之前也有了，就所谓的分数。
And then before that, we can already see the defense and apology.
所以如果你看第23章之后，没有几乎没有讲到，都是人家他都是一直变了。
And so from chapter 23 onwards, it's always the defense and apology.
如果你那篇章很多哈。
There were a lot of chapters to that.
那所以保罗一生呢，一方面是宣道，一方面是卫道，这两个方向。
So on one hand, Paul always preached the gospel, but on the other hand, he always also defended the word.
那我们用这，我们再来看腓立比书。
Now let's turn to the book of Philippians.
那在这腓立比书里面，我们可以看出跟保罗不一样的有三个。不是说不一样了，也不能说敌人哦。我们看看就知道到底是什么东西。
We can see three differences, or different ideas with that of Paul.
一章的13节到20节。
Chapter 1, verse 13-20.
这里保罗自己说他被关在监牢里面了哈。
And here Paul mentioned that he himself was imprisoned.
13节说以致我受捆锁。
And here it says that my chains.
就是他是关在监牢里面的。
So he was imprisoned.
那这个时候他关在监牢里面，外面那个福音也继续在传啊。
And although he was imprisoned, the gospel was still being preached outside.
所以他说我被捆绑，道理不被捆绑。
And so that's why he said that I am being chained, but the word of God is not chained.
好，我们看15节。
Verse 15.
有的传福音是出于嫉妒纷争，也有是出于好意。
Some indeed preach Christ, even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill.
16节。
16.
这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。那一等呢？17节。那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实。
So the
意思要增加我捆锁的苦楚。
From verse 16-17, it says, the former preached Christ from selfish ambitions, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my chains, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel.
看样子，那一等人，十七节那一等人，好像是跟保罗不合的。
And so we see that there are people who are not of the same mind with Paul.
好，那个现在发吗？我看，下个话好了。那他们是不是传不一样的福音？
Were they preaching a different gospel?
是不是？不是。
Right? No.
一样的福音。
Same gospel.
只是你会看哦，在传福音也会好像 打对台一样哈。
Yeah, so you can see that although you're preaching the gospel, there may still be conflicts.
这是很悲惨的事情，就是了。
Ah, so it is very sad indeed.
但是发生在保罗时候。
But it happened during the time of Paul.
有时属于这里的什么好意不好意，这可能是跟保罗的方向或是那个。在这里，这不是福音的问题，而是什么？你念自己念就体会出那意思啊，在保罗那个时候。
So it's nothing to do with the gospel, but we're talking about selfish ambitions.
这个就好像我们讲这样，你不要以为说使徒时代很使徒时代很烂哦。
When we talk about this, don't think that during the apostolic era it is very corrupted.
我们只是把圣经里面的这个，我们是主题了哈。所以把职业主席捡起来，我有讲过，你如果把坏的集起来，你就什么样？魔鬼。把好的集起来就是什么？耶稣的形象。要这观念，不要你如果全讲坏的，耶稣不要信了。
So, I mean,
不是，因为这圣经里面那么烂啊。
Yeah, because I mean, we're just concentrating on a particular area. I've already mentioned that if we look at everyone's bad point and add together, it becomes Satan. But if we look at all the good points together, it has got the statue of Christ.So when we're reading the Bible, we have got to be very careful.
那这个情形是什么情形呢？
What conditions are we talking about here?
我们看约翰三书。
Let's look at 3 John.
约翰三书第九节。
3 John verse 9.
我曾略略的写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特非不接待我们。所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言，那什么妄论我们，还不以此为主啊！他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待他，他也禁止，并且将接待弟兄的人赶出教会。这个不是道理的象征。
This is not argument concerning the truth.
就像。保罗所讲的就是纷争的这个问题。
So this is just what Paul is saying, you know, different sects.
就是可能有几个人跟几个人比较好，几个人跟几个人比较好。
Some is good with others, and some so different groups are formed.
那像这个丢特非的这个约翰的人去了，他怎么样？不接待。
And so for what happened in here in those who came from John, Diotrephus did not receive.
那约翰长老说，给我记住啊，我去一定会讲他的。
So Elder John says, remember when I arrived, I will point this out to him.
因为这个人太过分了。
Because that's over the limit already.
他不接待没有关系。
It doesn't matter if he doesn't receive the brethren.
别人接待他就把他赶出去，因为你。
But he even put others who received the brethren out of the church.
所以。约翰呢不是说我去要把他除名啊，约翰去说我去一定要这件事情要拿出来讲，就是啦，要谈啦。
John didn't say I'm going to excommunicate him, but when I arrived, I'm going to talk this over with him.
这个就是保罗的像遇到这样的事情。
This is just as what Paul encountered.
那遇到这样怎么办？
And so what are we going to do when this happened?
当然很痛心啊。
Of course, we are very sad.
我们看过来腓立比书。
Come back to Philippians.
在非洲，这是几乎每天发生的事情。
In Africa, this probably occurred every day.
非洲的那个怎么讲？如果说团队精神好的话是好听，不好听的话就是他们那个小的 group， 就是我这个 tribe， 有时候那种意识很强。
So it's just like I'm having a tribal strife. The tribal identity is very strong.
如果你在这个现代社会比较没有了，如果因为我从小是在乡下长大，乡下的那种意识哈，亲戚啊，哦，这就是你家人是最亲，再来是同性的，这种族群的观念很强。
And so, for example, when I was brought up in rural areas, and even in those times, this kind of identity is very strong. Your relatives, your blood relatives, will be closest to you, and then those who have the same surname will be close to you, etc.
乡下人可以为了就是说，他有时候不讲理的，是因为我的亲戚错了也是对。有没有发觉这样？
So sometimes they're not arguing upon reasons or whether one is right or wrong, but it's simply even though my relatives is wrong, but I need to support my relative.
那在非洲也是会遇到这样子。
And you also meet that in Africa.
那我们来看保罗怎么处置啊。
And let's see how Paul dealt with that.
18节。
Verse 18.
这有何妨呢？ 或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了。为此，我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。保罗心态是很超越的。
The mindset of Paul is very highly elevated.
他晓得别人就是为了纷争，为了结党，或是招聚同类的，那跟他对抗。他说没有关系啊，福音传的就是了。
He knew that other people are just trying to consolidate their power. But he says it doesn't matter. I mean, at least Christ is being preached.
So this is the
This is the first type of people.
Now let's
turn to chapter 3. Philippians chapter
3.
Verse 1.
这边弟兄们, 我还有话, 你们要靠主喜乐。
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
因为我们说，我们如果念腓立比书，常常说腓立比书是一个喜乐的书信，对不对？
But when we read, we always say that the book of Philippians is a book of joy.
里面很多喜乐哦。
Always says rejoice.
那这里也是靠主喜乐。
And he says rejoice in the Lord.
他说我把这话给你们呢，并不为难了，但是对你们来说妥当的。
Says for me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe.
你现在还在喜乐的气氛里面呢。
Now you're still being, rejoicing yourself.
第二节,
verse 2.
当防备全类,
beware of dogs.
这是狗跑出来了。
How come that we now have dogs?
一般人哦, 念到这里会, 如果你很 比较 sensitive, 会说, 什么, 刚刚喜乐半死, 现在说, 哎, 一只狗。 因为我们想狗, 我们, 如果你,
just now we have been mentioning that we have to rejoice, and suddenly there comes dogs. Why?
狗要从圣经看狗了。如果我家隔壁人养狗，你说狗这样，他说狗好啊。
If someone is having a dog as a pet, then they will say, "What's wrong with dogs?"
圣经的狗是什么？不洁净的，是厌弃的。
So the dogs in the Bible is unclean. Those who are being despised.
有人很爱狗的。
Some may love dogs.
并且呢，防备作恶的。
It says here, beware of evil workers.
那接下来我们就晓得这些人是被骂到成为狗。So
Paul classified these people, accused them like as dogs.
就是对保罗来讲，这些人是没有救的。To
Paul, these people are condemned.
你绝对不会把他没有从来不会把自己的弟兄姊妹说是狗。
You never called your own brethren as dogs.
他也不会把外邦人说是狗。
Paul wouldn't even call the Gentiles.
不信那些人他会这样信，那这些人被他讲狗。
But these people are now called dogs.
在腓立比书是没有那么明显的。
Although it's not so obvious in the book of Philippians.
在加拉太书就非常明显。
But it's very obvious in Galatians.
在讲爱的保罗。
Paul who emphasized love.
我们看那个加拉太书第一章第六节以下。
But let's read Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 and following.
讲爱讲最好的应该是保罗那个哥林多前书十三章有没有？
Paul was the best one to explain love, particularly for example in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
但是保罗在加太书一章六节以下呢，他是做主人呢。
But from chapter 1 verse 6 of Galatians, Paul has it seems that Paul is now cursing people.
其实不是保罗做主人。
It's not that Paul is cursing.
八节。
But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you other than the one we have preached to you, let him be accursed. At that time, we don't have other denominations. But already in the church, there is someone preaching a different gospel.
那这就是保罗这边所讲的了。
So this is what was being mentioned by Paul here.
那后来保罗讲他们很严重就是了。
Paul found it, the situation as very severe.
保罗说他们是那个什么魔鬼的使者。
Paul classified them as the messengers from Satan.
他们是假使徒啊。
They were false apostles.
并且 我们来念一个圣经，但是好来念一下， 所以也是写在这里，念一下子也不错。我们来看加拉太书。
Let's read also Galatians
第五章
Chapter 5。
如果我们从第二节开始讲，保罗也是跟这些就是割礼主义的人在那边对抗。
And from verse 2 onwards, we can see that Paul is arguing with those who are of the circumcision.
那最后他是用一个如果在讲圣经的人念到这里，有的人会顿一下，怎么用这么有人说是比较粗糙的话，很粗的话。
People says that then following how come Paul end up with very similarly like as swearing?
他讲割礼。
He was talking about circumcision.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己割绝了。
He said, I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off.
这是应该是在语气上面，在那个事实方面，如果是这样的话，是很比较。很强烈的话的。
It seems that the tone of his voice is very strong.
所以这是在腓立比书里面第二种人。
This is the second type of people in the book of Philippians.
就是狗类。
The dogs.
那就是加拉太书那边隔绝的那些人。
As if those who have been separated in Galatians.
我们再来看腓立比书第三类人。
Let's see the third group in Philippians.
第三章第十七节
Verse 17
他在讲有一些人
He's talking about another group
十八节
Verse 18
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌
And many people are the enemies of the cross of Christ
所以这些人是基督的仇敌
So these are the enemies of Christ
神的仇敌就是这些我们看这些人是谁
And let's look at who are the enemies of God.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
他们结就是沉沦，他们的神就自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上事为念。
Now whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly? And whose glory is their own? Is their shame? Who set their mind on earthly things?
这些人是谁
？Who are these people?
应该是看样子是教会里面的比较属世的人。所以属世就是以世上事为念，可能就是。赚钱啊，然后可能不一定酗酒，然后就是享乐的这些人，以肚子了哈，以肚腹。
It seems that these are the people in the church who set their mind on earthly things, who indulge in luxury with their bellies as their god.
那保罗怎么对付他们
？How did Paul deal with them?
保罗哭。
Paul cried.
是不是？这保罗就没有说。要把他割绝，或是要把他让他死，而是怎么样？保罗就哭了。
Paul cried instead of saying to excommunicate them or to condemn them.
这些人很糟糕的喽。
These people are very bad.
保罗说他们的结局，如果这样下去的话，就是怎么样？沉沦了。
Paul says that at the end, if they continue that way, then the end will be destruction.
但是保罗说，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。
But Paul says, you know, I tell you, even weeping now.
所以，像这种教会里面软弱的。
So that means for those who are weak in the church,
软弱到你看到下去就沉沦了
weak even unto nearly destroyed.
我们没有权利去，就是不是有权利的，我们不用推他一把了，或是说，所以推他一把就是说这样子不好，或是当然这样子是不好，但是不用再骂他更厉害，应该像保罗一样。我以前告诉你们，现在又流泪的。就是一直要挽回了、除非他真的死掉。
You don't have to give them a push, but rather, you know, as Paul says, to remind them, even to tell them with weeping.
所以这种人是以肚腹为念的人。
And these are the people with God; their God is their belly.
在非洲也是一样。
It's like in Africa.
我们在处理常常我们也是，我常常想着这样的三个类型。
I always think of these three categories.
第一类型，我们在非洲工作是比较少，他们中间会比较有。
The first category is very rare. When we went to Africa, but amongst them, they would find you find it.
比如说有一次我们开一个 seminar.
For example, one time we have a seminar.
我跟他去的哈。
I went with him.
比如说那个美国区哈。
For example, then it's just like those come from America.
我们是这样，那个开 seminar 是每个教会 派代表来，因为他们你开信嘛，他们很喜欢，一下子可能我们就是选人呐、啊，就是地区限制的人来
啊，
不然太多了，没办法。
They love
他们很喜欢参加 seminar。
Everyone loves to attend seminar. So when we have a seminar, we have got to selected people from different localities to attend.
那各区都来了。
And so everyone representing different locations
都在规定的。
As per instruction.
那有一区呢，就一个人来。
And but for a certain region, only one person arrived.
那个是那区的区负责。
And that I was the person in charge of that region.
那我们就说怎么了
？And say what happened?
那他就说讲一些坏话，就说哦，他们那边哈、哦，对你们有点怎么了哈、哦，那对教会好像不太那个，他们好像要独立了什么。
And then that person said, oh,
他不是很正式讲说，好像他。I guess.
He started to say, you know, I guess, you know, they're not too happy with you. It sounds as if they're trying to gain independence.
那我们听到这怎么办？你还记得吗？我们在黑板上怎么样？
So we after we heard it, what did we do?
我们就把这事情写在黑板，每天早安祷，为这个祷告。
So we write.
先祷告再讲啊。
So we write that on the blackboard, and for every prayer session, we intercede on this matter.
那个区负责呢就越讲越多了，所以到最后结束的时候几乎每个人都认为那一区独立了。
And so the person in charge of that region started to talk to individuals, and by the end of the seminar everyone were under the impression that, you know, that particular region is trying to seek independence.
但是有些人不讲话就是了。
But of course amongst the delegates,
讲话人都说那一区那些人不好。
But those who have nowform their own opinion are also are always in the mind in their mind that you know they are no good.
因为讲坏的人说不好的人就是跟这个人很好的人。
Because those who spread rumors against and the other people are always best friends with them.
那他们就说意思说不用去了，反正就让他去嘛。
And so at the end, their idea is really we don't need to go and visit them anymore. Just let them go.
那我们的会做经验是里面已经是有诈。
Our experience in Africa tells us that there's something wrong. There's something behind this.
我们也不知道了，我们就去了。但是
我们一定
要去。
But we have to go.
因为等一下我们还在讲的，哎，没有，好，现在讲。不是因为今天只有三堂课，不是说很多东西的，我还有那个会做的那个工作原则啦，还有那个 daily equipment 的都还没讲，所以有时候常会跑到那里去，赶快拿回来。
Because we only have three sessions and we still have the strategy principles and also the practical experience etc.
我们去到那去的时候
，When we arrived at the region，
那些人哭了。
They cried。
我说怎么了？
I said, what's going on?
他说我们等你们通知我们去参加 seminar， 他们那个包包都包好了。
They have already packed the luggage. They said that we have been waiting for so long for your information about the seminar.
你怎么没有告诉我们呢？
How come you didn't give us any instructions?
哦，原来那个欺负者怎么样？跟他们讲说你们在这里等我，我去看。看好了，如果地点好了，再来通知你们去参加。
In actual fact, it is the person who is in charge of that region and says, everyone waits here, let me go ahead and see what's going on. As soon as I find out everything is settled, then I will send message to you to ask you to come.
他来不但没有通知他们来，他们还说他们不要来。
When the person in charge arrived, not only did he not send message to them, to send for them, but instead he accused them of them up to no good.
但是我很了解这欺负者的心态。
I'm very aware of the mindset of that particular person.
因为他以前是那个地区的 bishop.
Because he was the bishop of that region previously.
我们去了之后就没有就 brother 了。
Of course, when we arrived, once we formed the True Jesus Church, it's no longer a bishop, but just normal brother.
你开这 seminar 是就是这样子，他不是那区最聪明的。
For the seminar, you know, he's just part one of the attendees. He's not the one who is the brightest mind.
但是因为他以前是 bishop， 所以大家都现在还是蛮尊敬他的。
But because he was formerly their bishop, so everyone still respect him.
那现在我们 seminar 是就是要训练工人啊，就是工人训练。如果来训练的又跟那个可若学的比，如果学的比他好，或是跟他一样，他讲话，我在想他就。所以这出于就保罗所讲的嫉妒纷争， 让他们不要，你们不要来学。他只是这样很简单的，你不要来学这样子。
So his simple mind, his simple mind to tell him that, you know, because I want to gain your respect, and what if those other people from same region attend the seminar and learn more or become better than him, then he will lose their respect. So he would prefer the rest not to attend the seminar, but just himself.
好，那这就是在腓立比书里面的跟保罗，不能有的是敌对，有的是保罗为他们哭的。有的保罗要把他们隔绝的，是对保罗是狗的这样的三种形态的人。
So, different groups, some people Paul wept over them, some was, have strive and selfish ambitions against Paul, and some Paul accused them as dogs, and they are to be condemned.
也是都是不一样的。
This is all different.
这个是属于教牧学方面的事情。
So this is particularly in pastoral duties.
那跟这个相关的不一样的对待，我们来看那个犹大书，这你们自己来看一下哈。
So in terms of how to deal with these things, find your own time to read the book of Jude.
圣经告诉我们不同人不同的对待。
The Bible tells us that we deal with different people accordingly.
犹大书二十二节。
Jude verse 22。
这有好些人哈。
And here says on some.
第一种的有些人。
First group,
有些人存疑心，要怎么样？要怜悯他们。
It says, on some have compassion, making a distinction.
所以有软弱的啦，有不明白的啦，就是在德性上面不好的，要怜悯，不是指责的。
Those who are sick, those who are weak, those who are not quite morally right, you must have compassion on them, not just rebuke them.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
有些人要从火中抢出来。
Some you have to pull them out of the fire.
还可以救的。
Because they still can be saved.
就像抢火的，好像圣经里面讲的，从火中抽心啊，把那个柴抽出来。
Pick this firewood out of the fire.
那有些人怎么样？已经不行了。有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。
And some you have got hating even the garments defiled by the flesh.
那连那些被情欲玷染的这个衣服呢，也当厌恶，就是要完全就什么样隔绝的人。
Now that means that there are some people you have got to make a clear and distinct separation.
这个要分别啦。
And so we must make distinction.
有时候不分别的话，有时候会搞混乱。
If we are not careful to make the distinctions, then we can easily be confused.
在有些教会的，在会做是这样。如果跟真理抵挡的哈，或是我们在加拿大有除名一个传道，停止或传道。
For those who oppose the truth, for example, in Ghana, we excommunicated a preacher.
那除名之后，教会就好了。
And after excommunication, the church started to grow. It's so obvious.
之前那个教会摇摇摆摆，摇摇摆，因为他那个人，对教会就是的道理不清楚，不能说不清楚，他本来清楚，后来乱了。
Previously with him leading the church, he's not clear about the truth, but he get confused eventually.
讥笑圣灵。
He mocked the Holy Spirit.
然后有些事情是你没有办法去明白的。
Then are certain things that you can never understand.
那然后就是分裂。
And then it caused dissension and separation in the church.
那怎么处理呢？
So how are we going to divide this? How are we going to deal with this?
因为我们就从他写的信里面，就是很严重的，那从圣经来看，这一种笑。
So from the letter he wrote, it's just like what the Bible described as yeast.
那最后那个去的那个埃及的工人就决定，就是开会决定那当地那就宣布，那宣布完之后他们都阿们，然后接下来在本来是聚会几个人的教会，后来就上百人了。
Those workers who went to Africa have a meeting and discuss about this and decide and proclaim that this he should be excommunicated. And everyone after that said Amen. So from our church with few people attending services now grew to over 100.
因为道理的，尤其随着是得救道理的不一样。
So this is in terms of the truth concerning salvation. It's different.
会混乱.
It will confuse.
那如果在这种情况，因为好几不是刚一开始就这样子，好几年才会这样子啊，已经经过好几年。
It doesn't happen suddenly because you know it took a few years to come to that stage.
那在这个爱里面，这个很难没有办法包容，奇怪包容不下来。
And in love, it's difficult for us to cover the errors.
那这个时候如果不处理的话，教会就分裂掉。在非洲很容易，教会就散掉，不像这里。
If we don't deal with it properly, then it's very easy in Africa for the church to get lost.
那如果有一些那个跟你要钱啊，或是那贪那个什么，就是，到德性上的，这就要完全的包容，然后劝他回来。除非他那个犯奸淫，那就没有办法了。犯奸淫，然后就会改难的。除非犯死罪了，不然的话，有时候人为的这个就要包容，要像保罗所讲，流泪，那是屡次欠明。
Of course, unless those who have committed mortal sins and they have to be excommunicated, because the sin will spread. But however, for those in terms of moral standards, like greed for wealth, then we try our best to deliver them with weeping.
好，那我们再看回来第十点，我们的第十项。
Let's come back to point 10.
第三个，我们是讲这个在《使徒行传》里面的三次的什么破口了哈。
We talk about the three breaches in the book of Acts.
那怎么防堵？
How to prevent it?
第四，我们讲是组织上面的。
First of all, we talk about in terms of administrative and organizational side.
分食物的。
The distribution of food.
我们看他们处理他，当然是他们可能有祷告了，但是里面就没有记载说他们又祷告又什么这个不需要的。
Of course, I'm sure that they prayed, but of course that was not recorded in Acts because that was unnecessary.
那第二个。 真理上的纷争。
Secondly, they have a debate on the truth.
到最后是定出这个所谓的 dogma， 就是得救的那个什么 pattern 来。
dogma
这个就是那 doctrine 哈，就是从这来的。
So at the end, they formed a decree or dogma or doctrines basically.
那我们看15章。
Let's look at chapter 15.
这也是很有名的了哈。
I'm sure we're very familiar with this.
15:36-41.
Chapter 15, verses 36-41.
过了些日子。
After some days.
这时间是什么时间呢？
What are these days?
过了些日子是什么日子？
What do you mean by after some days?
就是他们第一次宣道完回来之后，然后又开完那个什么耶路撒冷会议之后。 也把这些宣导出去了，他们过了一些日子。
So it's after the first missionary journey, after their meeting in Jerusalem, and after they proclaimed the decrees to the members, and it's after these days.
那保罗呢，就对保罗先提议的了哈，保罗对巴拿巴说了。
It was suggested first by Paul, and he said to Barnabas.
他说，我们回到以前宣道地方去看看了。
Let's go back to where we have done our evangelism.
看看他们怎么样。
And to visit our brethren.
第37节。
Verse 37.
那保罗呢，有意思要带称呼马可的约翰一起去。
Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark.
但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去工作，就以为不可以带。
And so Paul insists that they should not take with him the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work.
这事情我们都很熟了哈。I'm
sure we're very familiar with this incident.
那现在你遇到这问题了。Now
you face similar problem.
我们眼睛闭起来。我常眼睛闭的时候不要看别人哈，也不要哦，因为有时候在表达意见的时候，说哎，他这样，我这样会不一样的感觉。你现在是这样子，要带不要带？好。
I'm going to ask.
你想想，如果是这样的人，你要不要带？Now
I'm going to ask you a personal opinion, and please close your eyes so that you will not be influenced by other people. The question really is, under such circumstances, would you bring him along with you?
好，眼睛闭起来哈。
Please close your eyes.
要带的请举手。
Close your eyes for those who said yes. Bring him along. Put your hands up.
不用讲啊。好，说不带的举手。
Those who says no, I don't want to bring him along. Please put your hands up.
好，谢谢。
Thank you. Some has no idea whether to bring him along or not.
一定要有意见的啦。
You must have your own opinion.
像这个，我自己感觉哈。
For me.
像这个要意见，你要带，一定有要带跟不带，其实都对的。
It's both right. To me, either you want to bring him or not bring him along are both correct.
像这种事情就对我来讲扯平的事情。
Now, because to me, it's a balanced decision.
但是我们是局外人哦。
But of course, we are outsiders.
我们局外人说。 我们可以讲话，说啊，带可以不带可以，对不对？
Of course, outsiders can say it doesn't matter. Both of you are right whether you want to bring or not bring him along.
对当事人呢？
But to those who are being involved,
只能选一啊。
They could only choose make one decision.
是不是？
Right?
你要出去了，要带或不带，总要一个。你不能说怎么样掉在空中，不可能的事情。
You are going to embark your journey. You have got to make a decision. Am I going to bring him or not? You can't just leave him there.
那39节
Verse 39
两人就起了争论。
Then the contention became sharp.
这争论应该很大。
So it's a great debate, debate.
但是接下来你不要把它，不要用我们的想法来想，你要看下面，继续看下去。
But don't think of it from our own perspective, but just continue to read.
这是使徒行传，是圣灵行传了哈。
Because the book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
我们就用很平常心来读。
Just read with a calmed mind.
争论了。
They had a contention.
我们常想争论，接下来分开就不好。我们常这样认为，对不对？
Our normal conception is really that if you have an argument and then you split, then it will end up no good.
这是我们平常的那个。 平面的想法，对不对？
That's how we would look at it.
那我们来想看们。
But let's look at them.
好，一个带，一个不带。
One says, "Yep, bring one." The other says, "Do not bring."
结果是怎么样？
What's the end?
是不是分裂？
Did they split?
因为我们把这分开，把它讲成分裂哈。
Because we when we say, "Oh, they go their own ways," we think that they split.
我们把它用世界的，譬如说这个国家了哈。 或是一个团体啦，或是一个组织来想，这样就变成两个团体、两个国家、两个不一样的什么理念，对不对？
So in terms of country or organizations, etc., you know, when we say they split, then we say that we are under the impression that it will be formed into two countries or two organizations, etc.
其实没有那么严重。
But in fact, it's not as severe as that.
这是分开工作而已啊。
It's just that they work separately.
为什么我们这样说？
Why do we say that?
我们要看他们后面。
We have to look at what happened at the end.
他们只是分成两组去做。
It's just that they start do the work in two different groups.
是不是？
Right?
一组往南，一组往北。
One will go to the south, and the other will go to the north.
反正他们要出去嘛。
Since they have to go out anyway.
你看哦， 他们两组出去哦。
Two groups went out.
这个圣经也不能强加给他加什么了哈，大家我们存着平常心，因为怎么讲，我们来看了哈，强加不好就是了。
It's no good that if we add anything to the Bible.
那分开了哈。
So they split into two groups.
如果我们不看39节，
if we don't
上半。
If we don't read the first part of verse 39,
就是说，有人说带去，有人说带不带去。
That means that someone says we should bring him, and then someone says we should not bring him.
那接下来说，巴拿巴带着马可坐船往基比都去，往南边走哈。
And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, that's to the south.
那保罗拣选西拉也出去。 门弟兄们把他交于主的恩中。
But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God.
他们也去左遍那个叙利亚、基利家，坚固众教会。
And so he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches.
接下来我们所看的教会不是分开的。
Then we see that the church is not divided.
道理是一样的。
Same truth.
也没有变成两党的人。
It's not divided into two main groups.
只是在这个事件，就是人哈，就是选我要这个，我要跟谁做这个不一样，然后有意见。在这时候呢，我自己在想哈， 他们是用这个这种解决是最好的方法。
And so as under such
我不晓得意见怎么样了，大家意见，大家想一想哈。
I don't I mean under such circumstances when someone wants to do if someone says I want to go with him or not then if they could not agree then that probably would be the best solution。
在这种事情你要赞成巴拉巴，也我在想，你可以用说哇要劝慰只要给人一次机会，我们常用这个，我不一定说。你可以不能，你不能强迫别人这样子。
And for Barnabas, you cannot say, "Oh, he's the comforter. He must, you know, you must give someone another chance, and you therefore must force someone else to do it."
如果了哈，再带马可出去，他再跑一次。
For example, if you bring Mark along and he goes on the second trip,
那在第三次再跑
，and the third trip,
是不是每次都要给他加个一 ，x 加一嘛？你一永远是就是哈。加不完的嘛，是不是？我是替宝这边来讲哈。
Oh, I'm talking from Paul's view. Does it mean that every time you have got to give him another chance?
对不对？宝可以这样说嘛哈。
Paul can say that.
巴拉巴说不一样。
Barnabas says no.
总要给他一次机会。
Just give him another chance.
再一次机会。
More chance.
啊，再一次机会。
More chance.
那要多少次机会
？How many chances are we going to give him?
你当心吗？所以两边的人。在这个事件来讲，我以我的来想的话，我觉得很难。如果你要从中间来挑选，很难呐、啊。如果他，我认为这样很难，你不能骂谁了。你不能讲说这个就不是对错的问题了。
For me personally, it is not something that is can be said which is right and which is wrong because it's a very difficult choice，
对不对？你看，我们在讲迪马了哈。
Now let's look at Demas。
迪马刚出来的时候不是很好吗
？Wasn't Demas good when he first come out？
如果当时有一个人说迪马不可用
，If someone started in the beginning says we cannot use Demas，
但是保罗用呢
？But Paul used him。
到最后保罗说迪马贪婪世界，你看我去了。
But at the end Paul says, oh, Demas loved the world and therefore he left me。
然后你就出来了，你看我老早不是跟你讲了啦
？Then you can stand up and say, I told you so。
是不是？那你不可以用后面来。啊、那如果迪马以后好了呢
what,
以后没有出事了
What if nothing happened to Demas subsequently?
或许那个提摩太刚出来的时候有人讲说提摩太不可用因为他是不是纯的那个犹太人如果有人这样说了
For example, when Timothy was first called maybe just maybe someone says oh no, we cannot use Timothy because he is not 100% Jewish
那到最后呢都非常好，还保罗还说我的真儿子啊，好像说传承的生命的传承道理的传承人呐、啊。
As Paul at the end says he's very good, he's as if my true son, as if is the successor in terms of the truth.
啊，保罗就可以说，你看以前的、啊、工作还没打，你就那个放马前炮，你看你要用。
Paul can then stand up and says, you know, before we even start to do it, why are you opposing it?
这就是这种的、有一种比较刻薄的就是说事后先知了、
so these are
事后的先知、
these are prophets which prophesize after the event
人常常喜欢不是人常常喜欢就是有时候我们也喜欢做个事后先知
we always,
就说不好了你看
We always like to say you know, be a prophet after the event just simply by saying you know, I told you so
那你以前说不好了，现在好了，你就怎么样不讲话了？
But for those who said the opposite, will just shut up.
你没有说，哎呀，对不起，我以前当了假先知。
You will never say, oh, I'm sorry, that was a false prophet.
是不是？是不？我现在不讲这样，世界很多是这样子。
And it happens often in the world.
很多在预言什么？是吗？我记得最严重，1995年，还有1997年。
I can still remember many people make prophecies, and in 1995 and 1997.
我在那个那里凤凰城啊，我去那边教会有一个外教会的人。
I was in Phoenix, in America, and there was someone who's come from another denomination.
他到我们教会来，教会弟兄把他带来，因为他说他看异象，然后他本来有阿康廷的那个office 卖掉。 他说应该要这样传福音。他说1997耶稣会来啊。
Because he was brought to the church by another brother, because he was claimed that this person saw a vision. He sold his business of a car, his accounting business, and he preached the word because he was very, very absolutely sure that Jesus would come in 1997.
那我们教会那个弟兄被他讲的。说人家外教会这样子，财产卖了，为他真的就用自己钱传福音，到处讲，会感动啊！
Our own brother was really moved by what he has done because he really has sold, you know, his possessions and used the money to preach the gospel. So our brother was really moved.
那年是95年啊。
And that year was 1995.
那再两年就到了。
Only 2 years left.
我们弟兄说，他想说，如果是这样子，他没有那么 sure， 非常确定的，因为。这种行动会让人认为说是对的。
Because by doing so, it gives people the impression that you are absolutely sure and certain about it.
他就当然是看传道的意见怎么样。
And so our brother brought this person to the church and sort of seek the opinion of the preacher.
一般在这种情况之下，我为了保护我们信徒，我常常会就是以圣经，我会用斥责的。我说以圣经来讲呢，你把日期定出来的，这是对圣经来讲，这是假先知。我就不客气了。
And so, in order to protect our own brothers, I always say that, you know, if you're so sure about it, then you are surely a false prophet.
在南非有一次也是这样子。
And likewise, also in South Africa.
我就他的我们的信徒已经有点不太确定对方是不是圣灵。
Our brother is not too sure whether someone else has received the Holy Spirit.
那我去就听完之后以圣经我说。这是邪灵。
I listened and based on the Bible, it says that is the evil spirit.
我们信徒就醒过来。
Then our brother awoke.
在这种情况之下，然后呢，到现在耶稣还没来。
But until now, Jesus has not yet returned.
我是没有再回去呢。如果让我回去的话，我会说再去找找他。
I have no opportunity to. I have not yet had an opportunity to return. But if I have, I will surely go and visit him.
我们常是过后的，我们就不管他以前讲什么。
After the event has passed, then we disregard what was said before.
像这种很奇怪的。
Very strange.
好，那所以在这件事情上面，在当时你应该这是应该最好的方式。我在想，他们已经做出来了。
So I think under that circumstances, that would be the best solution to deal with the problem.
其实他们有没有分裂
？In fact, have they split?
如果我们看后面的话，保罗怎么样？这马可后来就好了。
Then we read later on that Mark became good to him.
所以，马可后来跟这个巴拉巴后来又跟彼得，所以彼得他说我的真儿子，他的什么？马可啊，他是跟马可在一起。
Mark accompanied Barnabas, and subsequently Mark also went with Peter.
那这个我看要看一下好了我们来看那个彼得前书五章十三节
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13
彼得前书五章十三节
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13
在巴比伦与你们同门拣选的教问你们安，我儿子马可也问你们安。所以马可后来变成什么？彼得的儿子，提摩太变成谁？保罗的儿子。
So eventually, Mark became Peter's son, and Timothy became Paul's son.
好，那我们看提摩太后书四章十一节。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 11.
2
Timothy chapter 4 verse 11
独有路加在我这里你来的时候要把马可带来因为他在传道的事上与我有益啊
Only Lucas with me get Mark and bring him with you for he's useful to me for ministry
他讲这话表示说马可也会来了对不对
He said that's implying that Mark is going to go
并且他也很希望马可来
And he really hoped that Mark could come along
那我们知道提摩太后书这时候保罗已经说他已经被浇奠了，要快死的事。
In 2 Timothy, Paul says he has been poured out like an offering. That means that he is about to die.
所以他还说把这个马可带来。
So he says, bring Mark.
再见见他，因为他在我的传道事上有益啊。
He wants to see Mark because he was useful for him.
四章十节嘛，哈。那 那个腓利门书也有提到他了。
啊、it also he was also mentioned in the book of Philemon.
嗯，腓利门书第二十四节。
Verse 24.
为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴佛问你们安。二十四节，与我同工的什么第一名的是谁？马可。
Who's the first fellow laborer? That's Mark.
好，所以他们没有说怎么讲？就像保罗在腓利比的第一种跟他不一样的，就是分党的哈，那个让他不高兴的人。
Yeah, so it's not like in Philippians for the first group is dividing into different groups and sects.
好，所以这个是在保罗很多书信，马哥罗西书四章十节也有提到他。
Yeah, also Colossians chapter 4 verse 10.
四章十节。那我们再回到使徒行传。
Let's come back to the book of Acts.
所以巴拿巴带着那个马可走了。
So Barnabas took Mark with him.
那巴拿巴的意思我们知道就是什么？什么意思？
The name of Barnabas means?
忘记了。哎。
Son of encouragement.
对，劝慰子。
The son of encouragement.
哎，我们不知道，没有关系。你不是说不知道忘记了这个？
It's not that you don't know. You probably have forgotten about it.
有些东西。人若记太多东西，有时候也头痛，所以有时候忘一点东西也是好的。
You have a headache if you remember too many things, so sometimes it's good to forget something.
使徒行传四章第三十六节。
And also, look at Acts chapter 4 verse 36.
来，请你来念。
Acts
chapter 4 verse 36.
Continue to ask you the another Bible. That's fine. Okay.
Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated "son of encouragement."
Okay, 谢谢 son of encouragement. 好，所以在这种情况之下，这个马可如果有心继续工作的话，应该是巴拿巴来带最适合。
So it's most appropriate for Barnabas to bring Mark along, if Mark is intended, if Mark is determined to continue the work.
那我们来看十六章。使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn to Acts 16.
保罗跟希拉出去了。
Paul went out with Silas.
他一出去就拣选了谁？
Whom did they choose?
十六章第一节、第二节。
Chapter 16, verse 1 and 2.
提摩太，对不对？
Timothy.
好，所以巴拿巴带了一个后来成为彼得的儿子。
So Barnabas took the son of Peter.
那保罗跟希拉出去了，又选了一个保罗未来的真儿子。
Paul and Silas went, and eventually they choose someone who eventually comes the son of the true son of Paul.
所以他们不是说不需要两个，并不是说不需要另外一个同工。
It's not that they do not need a co-worker.
是不是？这不是。那个他们第一次，我们再看回来这个十三章。
Let's turn back to chapter 13.
十三章，我们知道圣灵差派，然后他们就被按手。我们有讲过这是什么？圣灵的差派跟组织的差派。
We talked about they were sent by the Holy Spirit and they were laid hands were laid upon them. So we talked about sending by the Holy Spirit and also the organization.
所以他们第四节他们就被差遣出去了。
So they were sent out in verse 4.
那在这边特别有记载第五节有约翰做他们的帮手。
And here also tells us they also have John as the assistant.
对，所以可见，约翰是在什么？正式差派之外的什么帮手就是了。
And so apart from those who are being sent out, they also have their assistant.
应该是需要的啦。
So there is a need there.
如果不需要的话，第二次保罗跟希拉不会再选一个。
If there is no need, then Paul and Silas will not choose another one.
这个就是有些事情发生，你把它，哎，这个发生一样，这个发生一样，那少算共同点哈。
And so when we see a couple of things happening, you find the common point.
所以他们分开了。
So they separated in their ways.
如果以结果来看，我们是感觉就是接下来来看，我们是非常好的。
In terms of end result, we see it as a good ending.
马可需要一个巴拉巴来安慰，带着他继续在做。
Paul needs to be encouraged, and so that's where Barnabas comes in.
所以产生出彼得的儿子。
So eventually he became the son of Peter.
保罗他是比较勇敢, 所以他第二次去就要被怎么样? 打得全身还是在唱诗,
so Paul was
不一样的那种形象,
Paul was very courageous, that's why during the second missionary trip he was beaten, but still they sang hymns to God.
他选了那个什么希拉后来拣选了提摩太 成为他以后的真儿子。
And so he chose Paul, so Paul chose Silas and eventually also Timothy, and Timothy became the true son of Paul.
所以在一时的争吵,
so an argument,
我把它解释他们分开不是分裂,
they goes their own way, doesn't mean that the church is split.
我当然想一想看这样通不通啦,
have a think about it to see whether this is a valid point.
他们只是分开工作,
or not. They goes their own way to work.
也没有对抗, 后来没有对抗, 如果以后分开, 然后就对抗, 那就不好。
If they go their own way and then
对不对?
There was strife and contentions afterwards, then that would be no good.
是不是?
Right?
分开这件事情, 我们把它中心化, 把它中心化。
So we have got to neutralize this event of going their own way.
那最后不是分开之后, 他们当时心情怎么, 我们不要去猜测他太多, 但到最后是, 每个人都得到自己的儿子, 并且他们这两边也合起来。
At the end, both of them got their own true son, and then they can be combined together as well.
那在这样的, 虽然分开, 但是我们感觉是还是同心合一的怎么样? 兴旺福音,
although they go their own way, they went their own way, but however we can still feel that they are of the same mind to prosper the gospel.
我们也讲同心合一不是说我同你的心你同我的心你的性情跟我一样而是同什么心同基督的心是发展福音的心 这个方向不一样, huh?
Well, we're talking of the same mind. It's not my mind, it's the same as yours, but rather we have the same mind as Christ to develop the gospel.
这样, 如果讲的我有时候我感觉我口齿不是那么清晰我是讲真的 如果不明白的话, 还在问, 因为这个不要造成误会,
So sometimes I feel that I couldn't explain things very clearly. So if you still don't understand, please ask. Just don't make any confusions.
那个休息增加五分钟, 同心莫打,
let's pray in silence.